Joining us from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
I always seem to be talking windmills with you, Andrew. We have a tilt update.
Yeah, we do. Actually, it was a positive start to the week for the NZX 50 yesterday. I was just thinking the gloss might come off that today a little bit because US markets are weaker in overnight trading. And besides tilts, there was quite a bit going on in the local market. We did get a good update, guidance update from Skeller. It was the second time it's updated that guidance. And I must refer to that feel-good day we had yesterday with the Trans-Tasman bubble opening. So cue those inevitable Love Actually arrival gate recreations, which was pretty cool, actually, wasn't it? But Auckland Airport share price did have a nice pop high yesterday, 35 cents, which is 4.74%. Yes, but let's talk windmills. I just want to detail what's happening with Tilt Renewables. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Tilt Renewables is listed on the New Zealand Exchange. It's listed on the ASX. It owns a portfolio of renewable energy generation facilities, including four wind power stations in New Zealand, which you've probably seen, plus a further three in development, a much bigger footprint in Australia. Now, local infrastructure investor Infratil, they're the main shareholder. Mid-March, it was announced that a new business called Powering Australian Renewables and the New Zealand generation business Mercury would acquire Tilt Renewables through a thing called a scheme implementation agreement. Now, the deal was at $7.80 a share, widely seen as being a really good price for Tilt. And it could be argued that it kind of justified Infratil's stance that there had been suitors of Infratil itself. It was the subject of a takeover offer. They said those suitors were undervaluing Infratil's assets. And actually, it looks like they were right. Now, late last week, it announced that a counterbid had emerged from a Canadian pension fund. That upped the ante from $7.80 to $8. Now, the latest twist, and probably the last, is that Mercury New Zealand and Powering Australian Renewables, which is backed by AGL and the Queensland Investment Corporation, have upped their bid to $8.10. So there's been a bit of controversy in the background. Mike, there was stories of stuff being leaked to the press in Australia. That raised a few eyebrows. But the end result would appear shareholders have got a bit more. And I think most importantly, the New Zealand wind generation assets that you see around the country, they're going to remain in New Zealand ownership, owned and operated by Mercury.
All righty. What do you make of this fresh data from the services sector?
Yeah, well, pretty good, actually. This is what's happening with services and manufacturing. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services and Performance of Manufacturing. It's a monthly data series, so high frequency. So it's feeling the pulse of that economic activity in New Zealand. The good news is the activity in New Zealand's service sector climbed into expansion during March. That's the first time in 5 months. So that's good news. Still a bit patchy. There's only parts of the sort of survey question that are going strong, but generally pretty good. And I do want to quickly mention the partner survey to this, Mike. It's the Performance of Manufacturing Index. That was released on Friday, and it was feisty. It was very strong. Strong boost in new orders and production in March. 63.6 with the index. That's up 9.4 points from February. That is the highest monthly result since that survey began in 2002. So, look, it's a monthly number. I don't want to get too breathless, but still good evidence of the fact that while business confidence, Mike, it's not jumping off the pages, there's no denying the hum of activity in the background. So pretty good, actually. I like that number.
We'll take it. The numbers, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said, the US market's a little bit weak, a little bit of weakness in the tech sector overnight. Dow Jones, 34,054. It's down 147, so that's 0.43% decline. The S&P 500, 4160, down 25. But the NASDAQ, down over 1%, 153 points, 13,898. The other markets, the FTSE 100, finished at 7,000, right on the nose, down 19. The Nikkei, 29685, up 2. The Shanghai Composite, 3477, up 51. ASX 200, gained 2, 7065. And we're up 0.66% on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 12,767. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.7175 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9250 Aussie, 0.5962 Euro, 0.5131 pounds, 77.55 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,771. And Brent crude, $67.12.
Splendid, Andrew. Thank you very much. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.